From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, a review of the week's political news with NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. But first, the United Nations is taking the lead in coordinating relief efforts in the countries hit by the Indian Ocean tsunami almost 2 weeks ago. Many of the hardest hit countries, including Indonesia, continue to cope with devastation along their coasts. Chris Rainier is a National Geographic photographer traveling with the International Medical Corps in Indonesia, and he's been in the country for the past 3 days. He joins us now from Banda Aceh. First, Chris, can you describe what you've seen in the last couple of days and what you photographed?
Yes, it's been quite amazing. I've covered war in several different areas and conflicts and certainly seen a certain amount of destruction, but this as a natural disaster is something that I don't think anybody in this century has seen. Except what comes to mind is Hiroshima. We all grew up on those images. And when I went close to the coast, out along the shore of Banda Aceh, it does remind you completely of those images.
Now, health concerns, I think, are becoming great. What have you seen in...
That's one of the biggest issues. Obviously, the health of the decaying bodies, but probably the biggest issue at this point is there's hundreds of refugee camps all over Banda Aceh, and we've run into a couple that 3,000 people, only one doctor, so people are struggling to come to terms with that, as well also lots of broken bones, and literally, we're what, now into our 11th or 12th day, there's the vast majority of people have been untreated.
And what happens then is that these relatively minor injuries then become major with gangrene.
Absolutely, gangrene, and so what is beginning to happen is a lot of amputations.
Let's talk about the security situation. Indonesia has had some civil unrest for many years. What's going on with the security situation regarding the relief workers?
Very interesting there. No incidences with the relief workers as of yet, but it is a big concern for the non-governmental organizations here and the relief agencies, because it took us several days for the military to eventually open it up, and I think they opened it up with a certain amount of resistance and ambivalence, and now we're finding that there are reported cases of Indonesian doctors being kidnapped by the guerrilla resistance to obviously come in and care for their people. There are reports of the Indonesian government not allowing relief to go into very specific areas, which, of course, are the guerrilla areas. So I think you'll begin to see it being a problem for relief agencies to begin to work in these areas.
And you came across a story, I understand, that is a small sliver of hope. Can you tell us about it?
Absolutely. A wonderful story. There's a particular island a little further south from the epicenter called Simuyu. And apparently within their folklore and their mythology, they talk of tsunamis or the ocean being suddenly disappearing. And very much in their mythology is the story that when you see that, you run literally for the hills. And this is indeed what they did. Everybody in that village apparently survived. Where most of the villages surrounding that area and up and down the coast did not survive. There's reports coming back of entire towns and small cities disappearing. So this is a wonderful story in a sea of sadness and devastation to realize that some people survived.
Chris Rainier is a National Geographic photographer traveling with the International Medical Corps. He spoke to us from Banda Aceh, Indonesia. Thank you for joining us, Chris.
You're very welcome.